Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mahoney, lovely, very floral Tommy Bahama shirt you have on today, my friend.
Quite a departure from every other day, yes.
It just seems more palmy today with the very Hawaiian colorful flowers.
This has got some black in it. So
it's nice.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I really spent a lot of time picking this out of my closet this morning.
What is your process? You just walk in and just blindly grab any one of them?
Pretty much. There's like the closet of shirts I've worn in the last couple weeks, and those are in the back, and then ones I haven't worn in a while are on the front.
So you do have a little rotation.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
But I just grab whatever. It's like the room's dark. I'm, half asleep. I'm just grab whatever. I don't want to put any thought process into what I'm wearing every day.
He's going to show up in a bra one day on accident.
No, there's something to be said about the
beautiful floral bra.
Yes.
The Steve Jobs method of,
just every day you walk in, grab
something similar.
Jeans and a black t-shirt. And that's it. Yep. All right, so let's get things going. Good news, bad news. What do you want first?
Why don't we start off today, Dave, with some bad news?
A cow is in custody after running over a man on an Arkansas bridge.
Who gave that cow a car?
Right? And what kind of car do you suppose it was?
Yeah, how do you fit into a... You think that cow was driving like a Chevy Cruze?
Like a Kia? Law enforcement dealt with an accident involving a cow and a man on Garrison Avenue Bridge, according to Fort Smith, Arkansas's fire department. A man was run over by a cow just before 11 a.m. According to the fire department, a cow got loose from the stockyards, made its way to the bridge, and that's where the man confronted the cow on the bridge. Tried to capture it. Instead, the cow just ran him over. Fractured his ankle.
Oh.
Ah.
Ow.
In the process, but good news, the cow is now in custody. The incident caused traffic delays in the bridge heading into Oklahoma.
Do you think they... Like, I imagine when they say the cow is now in custody, I imagine they, like, put its hooves behind its back, and like, trying to put its head under the, into the back seat.
Leading
of the,
it off. It's like, eat more chicken! Eat more chicken!
I told him to move!
And some good news today.
Also, I just want to say, Fort Smith, Arkansas is one of the worst places on the planet. Never go there. Never go there.
Never been.
If you've never heard of Fort Smith, Arkansas, and you take anything away from today's show, don't ever go there. It is awful.
All right. Good to know. Thank you for your insight.
I could not let that story go by and not get my 2 cents in about Fort Smith.
On the other hand, Nova Scotia in Canada, I'm sure, is just lovely.
I hear it's lovely. Yeah. I'm cold, but lovely.
Yep. A Nova Scotian man is responsible for doing something very nice. An Alberta man said his faith in humanity has been restored after he lost his wallet with his credit cards, more than $1,000 in cash, and other very important items in it. He was actually on vacation. It was an 8-day trip to Newfoundland with his family. It's his 60th birthday, and he lost his wallet because he had his wallet in the outside jacket pocket, and I guess it fell off.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
He
had it in the outside jacket pocket, and then he took his jacket off and tied it around his waist.
What are you doing? You deserve to lose your wallet.
It is a good look, and it's a very Canadian look. He didn't realize he had dropped it until about a half hour later. He tried to retrace his steps, which you do, and then he reported it lost to the Parks Canada staff, who told him not to lose hope, because this is Newfoundland. Besides the cash and credit cards, the wallet contained an ID, his office building access card, and a business card. Well, he carried on with his trip, and he said that he greatly enjoyed it, but then returned to Alberta on July the 7th. Well, July 25th, he was on his way to work when he noticed that his phone had a voicemail and a text from this guy named Lucas Wenzel from Nova Scotia, who had found the wallet that morning.
Oh, very nice.
He told him he'd leave it at the park entrance. He said, actually, I don't live there. Could you mail it back? He said, why don't you keep the cash for your honesty, because even though it's $1,000, I'd already chalked that up as a loss.
Yeah,
if I can just get my other stuff back, you don't have to go through the process of getting new credit cards and new ID and new access, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy said, oh, no, I could never do that.
Oh, no.
It's and Canada. He's like, all right, keep half the cash and send the rest back. He goes, oh, no, I could never do that. I'm Canadian.
Really?
Yeah. Sent the entire thing back, all the cash.
That's just good karma. Just good karma on that young man or that, I don't know if he was a young man, but on that man's part.
Yeah.
You know, because if you lose your wallet.
Copied all of his credit cards and his ID, and so he's going to steal his identity.
Yeah.
But, here's your cash.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave leave a message after the tone.
So, my last name is very similar to Pillsbury. So, going through high school and junior high, I always got Pillsbury Doughboy, and somebody would do the obligatory poke in the belly. Now, granted, as original as that name is, it always surprises me how stupid people come up with a ridicule name that's not at all original. Anybody else get that? I'm just throwing it out.
Message deleted.
Yeah, so there was this kid that I went to school with. His name was Richard Wicks, and so everyone called him Dick Dix.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
clever.
I feel like when you have a nickname in high school or elementary school, or, you know, when you're going through school, at least it's something people can remember you by, right?
It's catchy.
Something. There was. I had nothing.
So you had to come up with Mahoney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else did.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, at least you have something, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's worse, being like completely oblivious and like nobody knows you're there, or if you have like, you know, a dumb last name and people laugh at it. But like, how does that really hurt you? I don't know. With the foresight, or looking back now on that, like anything that happens in high school, for the most part, you just laugh at. It's like nobody cares.
I remember, you know, my last name is Farrah, and I remember that people would call
Farrah Fawcett.
No, like fairy, because get it, fairy, yeah. Sartini, and gay, and I'm gay.
Yeah,
got it. And then Farrah the four-legged fart, I got one time, which I thought was pretty funny.
Okay, that's a good one.
Pretty good.
I used to really like that.
Did you have any nicknames?
Well, we'll get to the story a little bit later with the topic, but I was P and Ian for a while. Yeah, there was a bathroom incident. We'll get to that.
Please leave a message.
Sounds like a garbage pail kid.
So I was just wondering, how do you guys come up with topics every day for the show? Also wondering, what are some of the dumbest things you've ever thought of?
Message deleted.
So every day our job is basically to think of dumb but relatable things. Like today we're talking about the most embarrassing school moment that you ever had. And we've already gotten some fantastic responses. Looking forward to sharing those with you a little bit later. But yeah, they have to be like fun things. They can't be too serious because there's already enough
occasionally serious stuff
going on in the world.
Like, we're not going to break down, like, as far as like topics go, we don't want to talk about like, where's your stance on religion and politics and
let's talk about abortion.
Yeah. Like, that's not where we want to talk. Like, if you're driving into work, that's the last thing you want to hear from us.
Find some other radio station if that's your cup of tea.
Like, sure, there's people out there who do that. That's just not what we do because we prefer to have a good time.
Yeah.
We like to humiliate ourselves.
Right. I feel like a lot of people that listen to the show and participate with the show have that same sort of attitude. Like, there's a lot of other people that are constantly punching down, if you will. Like, they're always looking for ways to beat up on other people. And for us, it's like, you know, like, we'll make fun of institutions and our boss and things like that and certainly ourselves, but it's never about attacking other people regardless of what their point of view is, if it agrees with ours or not.
I mean, sometimes people are just really so stupid. I cannot believe how stupid some of these questions are and answers are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. No one likes you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I like you, Dave.
You saw me look in the mirror when I said that?
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So Facebook has once again figured out a way to violate everyone's privacy. Facebook has been paying outside contractors to listen to users' private audio exchanges and transcribe the audio clips from users. And the company confirmed it's been transcribing the users' audio, but says it's no longer doing so, you guys.
And you can
take them at their word.
Because you can trust Mark Zuckerberg for sure. Because if you've never seen The Social Network and how the founding of Facebook began and heard the story of the Winklevoss twins, and basically Zuckerberg created Facebook to creep on chicks.
Yep. Well, and the idea that they bought Instagram and the founders of Instagram quit because they hated the way that Facebook was trying to steer the company.
Yeah. Well, they've ruined Instagram. Instagram used to be pretty solid, and now
I still like Instagram.
But do you like it as much as you used to?
No,
exactly.
No, until something else comes along, though.
Again, it all goes back to, if you are not paying for a product, you are the product. That means, you know, we really need to see a digital set of rights that needs to get instituted in this country, like for privacy. Privacy needs to be a thing. The fact that these companies, like, you want to see some crazy ass stuff? Because none of the tech companies are innocent in this in this world.
Apple, Microsoft, and Google have all come under fire in recent weeks.
Apple is moving in the right direction. Yes. They see that privacy, and they also, because they're a hardware company,
right,
more so, and yes, they have software, but they're more a hardware company than anything else, so they can get away with it. But all the rest of these companies, go to Google and look at your data. There's all the times you used, like, Google Maps. It shows where you Googled, where you were going. It shows your GPS locations. If you've used Google Voice,
yep,
it has recordings of your voice. Like, there is so much information of you that these companies have. It is unreal. And again, do I think that they're going to use it against you or me? Probably not.
No, because we're not important
but
enough.
The scary thing is these data breaches that continue to happen and that somebody else can use that to extort you.
Yeah. So facial recognition is another thing that is software that everyone's been all excited about for a long time. However, it's not quite ready for market yet, they're thinking, and this is the reason why. They ran a bunch of California lawmakers through it, and it actually popped. 1 in 5 California lawmakers were mistaken for convicted criminals.
Are we sure that 1 in 5 California lawmakers aren't convicted criminals?
You know what? Now that you put it that way, I can't confidently say that they're not. But I would suspect that not 1 in 5 are convicted criminals.
If you're going to have this kind of technology, it needs to work right.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, because there are too many instances where, you know, somebody gets pulled over and they get indignant because they did nothing wrong, and they're saying, you're saying I'm a criminal. No, I'm not. I know if I've ever been arrested. And then things escalate and people get hurt. And that is not okay on any way, shape, or form. So I am very skeptical about facial recognition. Like, private companies, one thing, but Big Brother, that's a whole different story.
How about this for a tech deal? Verizon agrees to sell Tumblr to the owner of WordPress. And normally when you hear about these tech deals and they're selling this site for that.
Well, the last time we heard about Tumblr getting sold and
enormous.
Bought,
it was 2013, which isn't really that long.
$1 billion.
$1.1 billion.
Billion.
$1.1.
How
so
much?
That's $1,100,000,000 was the price tag on it in 2013. And Verizon, who is now the owner of Yahoo, has sold Tumblr to the owner of WordPress for about $10 million.
So you bought it for $1.1 billion. So, in other words, $1,100 million.
Right. Yep.
And you sold it for $10.
$10. Super. So here's what happened is that Tumblr used to be, you know, pretty popular. They had 450 million blogs that were on the site.
It's huge.
And then they decided that they were going to eliminate nudity. And everyone was like, well, see you later.
We use this for that reason.
Yeah.
That's like buying a shoe store and going, you know, we're not going to sell shoes anymore. We're Shoe Palace, but we're not going to sell shoes.
We find shoes are a little offensive. We're going to go with socks only.
No, only we're going to sell ladders instead. That's what we're going to sell here at the Shoe Palace, ladders. So Yahoo, maybe one of the most mismanaged companies in the history of the world, because they were way out in front of Google for many years. And I think Yahoo had the opportunity to buy Google for a small amount. Google has now become one of the top three richest companies in the world. But Yahoo has continued to just crap the bed.
Yep.
Constantly. Everything they do is wrong. The only thing that they did sort of right was investing in Alibaba, which most Americans don't even know what Alibaba is. It's a Chinese site where you can get things manufactured. So, and that's one of the other...
It's the Chinese version of Amazon, kind of.
But
kind
you can of. Buy... Like, if you need something, if you need 100 tchotchkes made, you can go there. If you need something made, it puts you in touch with manufacturers over in China, which... And that has been the only successful thing about Yahoo in the last 2 decades.
And finally, online daters are doing something that a lot of people are mad about. Other people think it's ingenious. Would like to hear where you guys sit on this. Dogs, of course, are... Everyone loves dogs,
right? Who doesn't love dogs?
Except for that one girl that we talked to yesterday.
You're a psychopath if you don't like dogs.
Yes.
There's a lot of cute dogs out there as well, and people are now using them to get dates in real life. And you're like, what do you mean?
That's a tried and true. That's why most single dudes get dogs.
You go out to the park, you have your puppy
or
whatever.
You got a cute little, you see a dude, a big ass dude with a little tiny dog. It's
right.
Because he's trying to attract women who are, oh, your dog's so cute.
And I'm sure that they love the dog as well, you know?
Do they?
But I mean,
do they? Sure.
You know what they love more than dogs?
Cats.
Kind of. In this case, though, people are using dogs, they're renting dogs or borrowing their friends' dogs and posing with them in their social media photos.
Oh, no.
that they use for the dating websites and the apps, and they're uploading pictures of them with the dog to make it appear as if it's their adorable dog.
This is somehow even douchier than taking a picture in front of, like, if you see a Ferrari,
yeah,
and you take a picture, you stand in front of that Ferrari like it's yours. This is way worse.
No. The fake, nobody's this is my car.
Nobody's going to believe the Ferrari. People are going to believe the dog.
Exactly. That's why dog fishing works.
But I'm saying it's worse. It's way scummier.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Well, where's
you're going to try to lure me in,
yes,
with a cute, adorable animal? I don't want...
Where's the dog? It died. Boom. Sympathy sex.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Nah, man. Nah.
It's a high-level move, man. You're playing checkers.
No, I'm not. They're,
time to start playing chess.
These people are monsters. Sociopaths.
Bring in the dogs.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With David Mahoney on X107.5.
Josh joining us this morning here on the David Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
Good, you?
Good. You a big movie buff?
Yeah. Here and there, I guess.
You have sold me, my friend.
This is going to be another one of these weeks.
Oh, boy.
Where we play this game.
Now, tell us about your favorite movies. What would be at the top of your list?
Like Boondock Saints, James Lionel Bob, Strike Back.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, good stuff. All right.
Boondock Saints 2, garbage.
Not so good.
Why would
remake that?
Why, when you had the perfect first movie, why would you do that to us?
So here's how it works. I've got five movie quotes for you. If you get three out of the five correct, you are going to be our winner today. I'll play each quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after I play it the second time, okay?
All right.
Best of luck to you. Here's quote number one.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
You know what? Can you play one more time?
Yep.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
5 seconds.
God. And no. Right.
Yeah. That was Field of Dreams. Also would have accepted, really? Lion King.
or CNN. Any of those we would have accepted. That was James Earl Jones.
Yeah. No worries. Here we go on to number two.
If you love me, you have to love all the things about me. And I love you. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm so sorry, Daddy. But you let me down too.
You play it again. All I could hear is her just crying.
I feel like you'd be a delight to be in a relationship,
yes,
with. All right, listen, right, to the words she's saying. All right, here we go.
If you love me, you have to love all the things about me. And I love you. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm so sorry, Daddy. But you let me down too.
Dude, I got nothing on that.
Yeah, it's a tough one, actually. It's Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. Classic scene.
That was a tough one. We'll give you that one. The first one wasn't. The first one wasn't at all.
Yeah.
The baseball movie with James Earl Jones.
All right.
That wasn't the Sandlot.
Yes.
I forgot we should have accepted Sandlot, too.
We also would have accepted the Sandlot. The Beast.
CNN, Sandlot, Lion King, or, of course, Field of Dreams. All right. So we're on to the third one.
Maybe Star Wars 2 at that point.
Yeah, right.
Because that's how well this is going.
All right. So let's move on to number three. You must get this next one correct in order to stay alive.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Cough strain it?
Yes, this morning.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Hold on, can you play it again?
Yep.
Cough strain it?
Yes, this morning.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
5 seconds.
Sounds like he's doing math.
Yeah,
you're,
Josh,
you're real bad. I thought the guy last week was the worst. you may have taken that crown, my friend.
You seem like a nice guy, Josh, but I'm sorry, I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for wasting my time. Appreciate that. Not even a single guess on any one of those. Not one guess.
All right.
Didn't even throw out a movie.
Amanda is on the line. She's the backup here. Do you know that last one that we just played?
Oh my God, it was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and it kills me when people don't get it.
Why do these people call in, Amanda? Why? If you don't know movies, don't call in, you jackass!
All right, so I've got
two dreams. I was beating my steering wheel with him.
There, yes!
All right, Amanda, so I've got two more. You just get one out of these next two correct, and you'll win, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Princess Bride.
There we go. Is it that hard?
Amanda.
This is the easiest game we play.
Amanda.
If you've never watched movies, don't call in during this game, you idiots!
So the guy who plays Antigua Montoya in that movie,
Manny Patinkin, is so good.
He's Saul from Homeland.
Yes.
If you watch Homeland, the fact that that's the same guy.
But he's
also a classically trained opera singer. He's fantastic.
Oh, God.
Criminal Minds for a little bit, too. He's awesome.
I hear he's a total a-hole and impossible to deal with, but what an actor. It doesn't matter. Amanda, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Save the show.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Good for you, Bradley Cooper. I'm glad you dumped this chick. She's the worst, man. So Bradley Cooper's ex is now going to write a tell-all book.
Why?
Irina Shayk has kept a low profile since her split.
Don't they have a kid together?
With Bradley Cooper. I don't think so.
I thought they did.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, they have a child.
I thought they
do?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They have a kid, which makes this even worse.
That's way worse. She is going to do a tell-all book on their relationship. And the quote here is that he's done her so dirty, she's got revenge on her mind. Cheating rumors began in 2017 when he started filming A Star Is Born opposite of Lady Gaga. Bradley Cooper is 44, Lady Gaga is 33. Displayed an instant sexual chemistry that could only seem to intensify during promotional tours of the movie. Fans would later admit they felt bad for Shayk, 33 years old, who was seated in the audience during the Academy Awards. Sources say that she is already being wooed by a couple of publishers who are offering her big bucks for a tell-all book. But doesn't it suck if you're a celebrity and let's say that you really start to like somebody? You at some point have to go, I need you to sign this NDA.
Yeah, and then celebrities get crap for it. John Cena, to be fair, is a weirdo.
Sure.
Complete total weirdo, but like was very upfront like with when he was dating and engaged to Nikki Bella, was like, you got to sign an NDA.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not getting involved with you unless you sign an NDA.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, otherwise things like this will come out. And even if stuff isn't true in that book, the court of general, the public opinion is going to believe it because it's just out there.
Yep.
I don't know. If you
and Bradley Cooper can't successfully defend himself in any way, shape, or form.
Because
or just makes him look more guilty of whatever he's being accused
of. He is an A-list celebrity. Yep. They want to tread on this. And even if he did do her dirty, keep your business to yourself.
Nobody cares. Every relationship, especially when it ends, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of stuff that normally it's said and done that you're not proud of because it's like the worst of times. It's the worst version of you as a couple.
Yeah.
You know, you're breaking
up.
That's
come to an end.
Yeah. It's coming to an end for a reason.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it really dirty for anybody to put stuff out like this. I don't know. I'd never had any opinion of her in any way, shape, or form before this. Other than she was lucky to be married to such a handsome and talented man.
She's beautiful too, right?
Yeah, she's 5'10" and, you know, a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
She's no Bradley Cooper, though. Come
but
on.
She does not speak French. or maybe she does. Actually, she probably does. But now my opinion of you has just sunk to below sea level.
Yeah. So Aaron Carter is doing everything in his power to get out of the news for flipping dogs. That was a story. Was it last week, week before, whatever it was? Yeah. Where the story was that he would rescue these dogs from normal animal shelters, the no-kill shelters, and then he would turn around and sell them for thousands of dollars. And he's like, no, I'm still rescuing the dogs. You're like, yeah, but you're flipping them, man. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, just because you put a new coat of paint and some new tile in there doesn't mean you could charge, what was it? It was something outrageous.
$3,000 for a bulldog.
Yeah.
You're like,
what are you
insane.
Doing?
But yeah, so he's doing everything in his power to stay out of the news for that. And he has now claimed that his ex has been attacking him, got a restraining order against his ex, saying that she threatened to stab him, came out with all these bruises because she allegedly slapped him. Like, who gets bruised from being slapped?
Never. I've been slapped plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Never been bruised.
Hard to believe, but yeah.
I like it.
Aaron Carter has been granted that restraining order.
Why is he even a thing? Like, his brother was, I mean, like, yeah, he was a, what Aaron Carter was, a tween right. pop star yeah. 25 years ago.
The only
Why?
Reason he's a thing is because he's a hot mess. Like, he's got he's got substance abuse problems. He's just, you know, he's a junkie.
Can't we just, like, our tabloid culture just let that go, though? I mean, again, nice. I'm not mad at them for shining a light. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. On the dog right? flipping. But this is too far.
Harry Styles has turned down the role of Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. So they're going to do a live-action remake of The Little Mermaid, much like they have done successfully with movies like The Jungle Book and Cinderella.
All those movies have done well.
Lion King is crushing it right now.
Mulan is the one that I'm skeptical about because there's not going to be a dragon. Really? Yeah. No dragon?
No dragon. But Harry Styles turning down the role of Prince Eric, like, that's an iconic role.
Yeah.
How do you turn that down? Is Harry Styles just too young to really care?
He's got FU money. Yeah. And also, I mean,
but still, Harry Styles, like, FU, man. How dare you turn that down?
Him and Halle Berry. Can you imagine that? That's weird. That's a weird thing for me.
Wait, Halle Berry and Harry Styles?
It's
not Halle Berry.
It's a different actress.
Oh, it's a different actress?
Her name is like Halle Berry, but it's not like the Halle Berry that we all know from, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, but he's got money.
Some swordfish. the one thing we all think of instantly.
Monsters Ball.
Oh, you,
Oh, yeah.
You sunbathing, huh?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dying over here.
We'll start playing some Coldplay so you can take some cough drops. Get life together.
I gotta get some more tea.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so bring it back. The most embarrassing day throughout your entire school history. Maybe it was something in elementary school early on. Maybe you waited until middle school when you started to develop. High school when you thought you had it all figured out and absolutely didn't. Or perhaps even something in college. Brooklyn joining us this morning. What's up, Brooke?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. So what happened?
So I went to elementary school, well, elementary, middle, and high school out here in Vegas. And I think I was in like third grade. Well, I used to play soccer with the boys every day. In the morning time before school and at recess.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to recess. We come back inside afterwards and we're all sitting in like on the ground doing, reading a book or I don't know what we were doing, but I keep smelling something gross.
Oh no.
Like, what is that? And I'm like looking around, like I looked down and what I saw was like a little bit of mud, like that I maybe like put my knee in or something. Well, it was dog crap.
Kneeled in dog crap.
No.
So were you able to kind of ease out of the situation without everyone knowing, or did everyone pretty quickly? Oh no.
I think everybody knew, and then I had to go to the nurse's office and like wear those weird pants from like
that looked like a potato sack for whatever reason, and they were made out of the itchiest material on the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, but
I think they were like bright red sweatpants.
But it's better that it was the dogs than yours, though. Yes, you know, yes. I mean, but I bet there's kids who are like, no, she did that.
Yeah, she poops out of her knee. All right, Brooklyn, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you.
Oh.
Going to our Facebook page here. Melissa said, I got dumped by a boy in front of everyone on Valentine's Day in fifth grade. We went out for an entire week, and I was the new girl in school. It was embarrassing.
On Valentine's Day?
Ooh. Yeah.
It circled back, do you like me? No.
Tim.
Did you ever get a straight no back when you were passing notes?
It was always maybe.
It was always a maybe.
They wrote in maybe, but one time I saw that she had circled no and then erased it. And wrote in maybe. And
dude, that's a high level move.
I'm like, oh, you.
She's not mean, but she, you know.
She's letting me know what's up.
Yeah.
Tim said, I tried to impress a girl by making fun of mentally handicapped people when I was 10.
Oh, my God.
Only to find out that her brother was handicapped himself. I still think about it 30 years later.
Yeah. That's one that, nobody's meaner than kids.
Yeah.
First and foremost. And of course, like a dumb kid brain would think, you know, that would work. Oh boy, that is going to haunt you.
He said for 30 years later, it still haunts him.
Yeah.
As well it should. Tim, you heartless son of a bitch.
Wow.
Adam said, so when I was little, I had a really bad sinus problem, and I couldn't feel sneezes until I was already sneezing, and snot would go everywhere.
What?
One day I was standing in front of the teacher. Snot everywhere.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
He said it looked like a porn scene.
And that's why teachers are not paid enough. Flat out. Give them more money.
Just germs everywhere.
Boy.
Poor Angelica in sixth grade. I was going to sit in a chair and somebody pulled it out from underneath me and I fell and the whole class laughed.
Oh, that's such a dick move.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So do you recall the most embarrassing moment from your entire school career? You know, now that everyone's in back to school mode, it seems appropriate to think back on all the terrible moments and just realize that hopefully today is not going to be that day for you, right?
And even then, no matter how bad work is today, probably not as bad as that day.
Yeah.
It makes us stronger. It does. It really helps us grow. If you don't experience this kind of like adversity when you were a young person, it just makes you into a total just dud as an adult.
Not me, but my brother in junior high, he changed into his gym clothes. Then he went to the class, left the locker room, headed to the field. His teacher asked him to tuck his shirt in, and that's when he realized he forgot to put on his shorts.
Oh, no.
That happens.
The gym room, the gym locker room for guys.
God, just the worst.
Is really such, that is like, you are, any young guy in there, you are just chum in the water for sharks. Yep. Everybody is just looking to destroy somebody else to get the attention off of them. One of the times, and I'm sure this has happened to all of us guys, is that, you know, back in the 80s and in the 90s, boxers weren't quite as prevalent.
As prevalent. It was always tighty-whities.
It was Fruit of the Loom tighty-whities. Right, that was like the uniform.
Yep.
And like you go into middle school and you're wearing the Fruit of the Loom tighty-whities, and you know, you may not have you may have bet on a fart, or maybe something happened and you get a skid mark.
Oh yeah,
you roll into the gym.
There's no hiding.
With now a skid mark.
Now it's black tighty-whities, right? Or black boxer shorts or boxer briefs. You can't see anything.
That happened to me one time.
Yeah.
One time. I was always meticulous, but one time, for whatever reason, it got me. And then, of course, that day, just merciless.
Yeah.
After that, I made my mom. We went to Walmart, and we bought boxer shorts. And I wore boxer shorts every day since then, for the last 30 years of my life, because of that moment.
In eighth grade, I was caught with a big bag of pot. I was marched through the lunchroom in front of everyone. An officer put me in cuffs in front of half of the school on lunch.
But that's also kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of. It's pot, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like if you were selling something, you know,
bath salts or whatever.
Yeah, but like, oh, darn. He's got weed. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got weed?
What a criminal.
Hanging out in the choir room in eighth grade before class, all of my friends, some kid pulled down my pants in front of everyone. I instantly dropped to the ground and struggled to hide my butt cheeks and pull my pants up. Never found out who did that. I never found out.
Never found out? What?
I mean, that person must be like a ninja.
Yeah, I know.
But again, that's another learning experience. After that day, I bet you had a belt.
Yep.
Because it's much harder to be pantsed when you're wearing a belt. Hands down. Like, again, got pantsed one time in middle school. I wore a sweet-ass braided belt for the rest of my school career.
Melissa said during our Powder Puff football game, someone tried to throw the ball to me, and it bounced off of my face into another girl's hands who ran in and scored a touchdown. Dang it.
Oh, that's so bad.
Andrew said, when I was in kindergarten, I was at the assembly and had to exorcist puke. So I clapped my hands over my mouth, but that didn't help. It just kept coming through my fingers like super soakers. I left a trail while I was sitting there all the way to the door. And Travis, not to be outdone, third grade, I crapped my pants and started to chase everyone. No one wanted to be my friend after that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why are you chasing everyone, you little poop monster?
Krappus.
Krappusaurus Rex over here. All right, more of your calls and posts on the way. The most embarrassing moment from your school years.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So as a young man or a young woman, you're just sort of starting to learn your body, you know? And sometimes gas hits you at the strangest times, and that's what happened to you, right, Scott?
It did. I had really bad stomach cramps that day. went to English fifth period. I'm right when you walk in the door on the first desk, right when you walk in, so there's nobody behind me or to the left. Hit me. Did the old silent but deadly. Figured it'd be okay since I was close to the door. It did. As soon as it went out, it burned my eyes. I hear, oh my God, from everybody around. They all got up, walked to the front of the class. The teacher yells, oh my God. It was that far.
Oh my God.
I lived on the coast, so they had those windows that crank. So they started cranking all the windows. Everybody's like, my God, I literally was in the chair alone. Five chairs in front and to the side of me were empty. Everybody's staring at me. The girl I was going to ask to prom was in the room.
Oh, no.
Mortified. I was just devastated. I left the class. I ended up asking her twin sister and said she was a liar. So it all worked out. Again.
Oh, my God.
All right, Scott, hang with us here because I have a few more fart-related ones to share with you from school. And I want to see if you think any of these beat you out. I mean, that's pretty bad if it's clearing out a classroom. This one from Dennis. I've never heard this term before. I snorted in high school. Where you sneeze and fart, the fart was much louder and longer than the sneeze, but it started with a booming fart and ended in a high-pitched squeak.
Another one just like that, sneezed and farted during a dead silent history class. To make it worse.
Wasn't that like Hall Pass? Where the lady was sitting on and did the snart.
Yeah,
your body just lets go. Yeah. Like you're in shock. Yeah, you don't know what's happening. Like you just lose control over everything.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So with me it was silent but deadly, but there was nobody else I could point to. There was nobody behind me. Yeah. Right. Me, so
you sat there. You messed up because you sat there, Scott. You
true.
Yeah. True. So okay, CJ here said fell asleep in class in high school, woke myself up by farting in one of those blue plastic chairs. No one said anything, but I could tell it was me because the girl sitting next to me went red trying to hold her laughter in.
Oh. Dude, those chairs
at work.
Those chairs in high school and middle school, the little, you know, the one arm desk ones.
Yeah.
Those things just were fart echo chambers.
Oh yeah.
Like even the slightest little squeak was amplified because of those.
Mike said, I farted in Mr. Russell's class in a hard plastic chair and it vibrated so loud the whole class erupted in laughter. I was proud. He then sent me to the dean. The dean laughed. Mr. Russell didn't like that. He sent me to the principal. I had to tell the principal the whole story, which was embarrassing. Principal told me to, quote, hold it if I can.
See, the problem is, the older I've gotten, I should have owned it and just said, like, none of you have done it and just totally owned it.
Yeah.
It's been a big deal. But, you know, at that time, you're mortified. You're young.
Certainly, you're mortified of it. But when you think back, can you think of anything super embarrassing that somebody else did? Like that vividly. I remember a couple of farts
where like the class laughed and the teacher's trying not to laugh, but I don't remember who it was. I just remember it happened.
This is high school. Yeah. And there was a guy in that same English class earlier that year that had a stamp.
Andrew said, I was in ninth grade and I was going to the front of the class for a presentation. I tripped walking up. But that, of course, wasn't the only time during a presentation. One time I was walking around giving a presentation, I tripped again and farted.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man.
You got to watch where you're going.
Thank you guys for sharing these today.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man. So the embarrassing moments that you experienced throughout school. This one, Tim, on Facebook said, in junior high, after school, I tried showing off in front of some girls I liked and was talking crap to my older sister. She said, come over here, I'm going to kick your ass. I jokingly charged at her, and she Spartan kicked me in the chest. I saw it coming and tried jumping backwards to avoid it, but that only made it worse. She caught me in the chest midair. I flew backwards over two desks, knocking them over in the process. All the girls I was trying to impress just stared and laughed.
Well luckily, nobody's going to bully you because they know you got a badass older sister.
That's right. A girl I dated in middle school became the popular girl in high school, and during class one day, some kid wanted to see if I was lying or telling the truth about dating her, so in front of everyone, he asked her if we ever dated, and she gave this clueless expression and said, no, and the whole class laughed at me.
cold-blooded, man. Nerd.
In seventh grade, I had one of those no reason at all boners in class. It was bad because
the NRBs. Yep, dude, that was a thing.
Constantly.
It was bad because the teacher was mad that very little people had bothered to do the homework, so he made everyone do it together in class. I was called up to the board to do one of the problems. I said no. He got angry and threatened to send me to the dean, so I had to get up and do a very shameful walk to the board, which made it worse because I was wearing windbreaker sweatpants, so the girl sitting next to me saw the worst of it.
This is why JNCO jeans need to make a comeback.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Message after the tone. Hey guys, I was calling because I'm curious. When you meet somebody new, what's the first thing that you notice about them? Personally, for me, it's the teeth. Like, if they have great teeth, we're friends. If you have bad teeth, it's kind of a deal breaker.
Message deleted.
Harsh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's geez. Not everybody grew up with
rich parents that can afford braces.
Or dental care, yeah, too, man. Like, that's kind of a dick move.
So
man,
it's not like a specific thing for me. It's just if they're aesthetically pleasing, I think. You know, like, you know, the traditional, like the high cheekbones, you know, good smile, pretty eyes, like things like, but it's not the one thing that I always notice.
Is that what you noticed about me, the high cheekbones and pretty eyes?
No,
you fell in love. You were mesmerized. You just wanted to go swimming in this, deep blue, Tahiti blue water that I have for eyes.
I'm not talking about you, man. Not talking about you.
Well, he's talking about not just women. He's talking about everybody.
Well, sure, but that's what I mean. Like, you see somebody, you're like, oh, that's a good-looking person. But it's not based on one specific feature. Like, the teeth thing is fine, but yeah.
When you meet, though, I feel like for me, you know, I notice, like, there's an energy. And I know this sounds some stupid hippie nonsense, but you can immediately tell if you have a sort of vibe with somebody, man, woman. It's nothing sexual at all, whether or not, like, I kind of have a vibe on whether or not I want to be around you or not.
Ian? Yeah, that sounds like some hippie nonsense.
That is definitely
with.
Some hippie
That's
nonsense.
Not hippie nonsense.
Yes, it is. You're all about good vibes, bro.
No,
you're
I'm not even about good vibes. I just like, that's, I can tell.
I feel you in my soul. I just feel you.
Your aura, you're just emitting
no,
so
I can
much
tell if you're a piece of garbage or not. That's what I'm saying.
I like a firm handshake. How about that, guys?
Okay.
You know what? That's
but
it for me.
But there's a line. Like, it can't be too firm of a handshake where they're trying too hard.
Oh, yeah. Don't commandeer my hand. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you like grab like the front part of my hand and make me like,
if you grab like the four fingers, you're like, no, we have to redo it.
I'll meet you again in a
year. We are going to straight up go Aaron Burr up in here and have a duel. You do that stuff.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, guys, I got a tough one for you. Name your three favorite soups.
Message deleted.
Oh, boy. I mean, chicken noodle's a classic, right? You can't really go wrong with chicken noodle in the top three.
I go, like, chicken noodle with, like, so much pepper in it that it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I really like a lobster bisque, like a well-done lobster bisque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about clam chowder?
Clam chowder, too.
Also with a lot of pepper.
Yeah.
A lot of pepper.
But I don't like it when it's so authentic of clam chowder that the clams have...
It's too clammy?
No, like, they have, like, sand in the clams.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're like, wash it up.
Wash
Come
it out
on.
Of here.
Yeah.
What about broccoli cheddar? I'd say
broccoli cheddar soup is probably like my go-to if I go to like a Panera Bread or something like that.
The baked potato soup, the ones that are just garbage.
It's
for
just
us.
A bowl of basically cheese, super melted cheese. Yeah. Yeah, we're fat.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, how dare you say get rid of apples? And one of your famous quotes, "You son of a bitch."
Message deleted.
Yesterday, Dave. Wow. Said the world would be a better place if we got rid of apples.
I did not say
yes,
that at all.
Did.
That is
yes,
categorically true.
Pull the audio.
Pull the audio.
I got it.
Pull the audio. Do you have the audio? Do you have it handy?
I don't have it handy.
Oh, you don't have it handy.
No, you brought up cantaloupes and apples.
No, I was saying that if the world lost a certain fruit, because the story yesterday is that bananas are supposedly having a problem right now. There's a fungus going around. It's killing all these bananas. And there's some people speculating that we may actually end up without bananas. And I said, would you really care if we lost one fruit? Like, cantaloupes can kiss my ass.
Cantaloupes are great.
Don't need anything to do with cantaloupes. Honeydew, certainly nobody likes honeydew.
Some people like honeydew.
Yeah.
I would even be fine. I use as an extreme example if apples went away. It would be fine. I just don't care.
No more apple pie?
Don't
apple
like
apple juice?
Don't like apple pie. My daughter would miss apple juice.
Hard apple cider for the ladies.
The sauce, apple sauce.
And certain gentlemen.
Apple sauce.
Apple sauce? Dude, apple sauce?
I love apple sauce.
What happens when break your jaw? What are you going to get? What are you going to eat? Huh? Grape sauce?
Huh?
No, I'm going to have some broccoli cheddar soup.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Ian is kind of freaked out by this. I don't really know why. He says it kind of sounds like a cult. So Zappos is sponsoring a program that aims to develop young tech minds here in Las Vegas. You're like, what's wrong with that? He said, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ian, you don't like that it's called the Knowledge Society.
No, absolutely not. That doesn't sound like a cult at all.
It's designed to help teenagers develop leadership skills and expose them to cutting-edge technologies like blockchain, AI, quantum computing, things like that.
It sounds fine, Ian. What's your problem with this?
It just sounds super culty to me, and they're starting young, and it's super expensive to get in.
You should start young if you want to learn how to do these sorts of things. Okay. You know, put you ahead of the curve, man.
Sponsored by Zappos, sessions for the Las Vegas here in Las Vegas begin next month at the headquarters downtown. The weekend program, also referred to as an accelerator, will go for about 10 months. Tuition for the program is $6,500, which is
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money, but it's not. You compare that to any higher education.
Yeah.
And it's not really that crazy,
like
right?
A trade school. That's about what you'd pay for some certain trade schools.
Financial aid is available for low-income families.
Are you just mad, Ian, because they ripped off our dirty laundry
bit
and they never invited us to the bar that they created called Dirty Laundry? Yes.
If they had invited us, would we have gone?
No.
I would have.
He would have.
I totally would have.
That's the thing.
I wouldn't have gone.
For
not
all
because
of you,
I don't like them, but
for all of you fancy
anywhere.
PR executives out there that have all these hoity-toity events here in Las Vegas, invite us to everything. We will come to nothing, but it'll make us feel good, and so we'll just talk glowingly about all of your stupid events.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will love you. Even though you don't have to give us anything.
We can't go out during the week. Like that, I mean,
yes,
it's
just choose not to.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like going out and drinking during the week is...
Going out and drinking, yes.
But, I mean, when are we going out and we're not drinking?
It's a valid point.
So
sad, but true.
Even like, we're good friends. Like, you know, some of our best friends are working the world of PR, and I'm like... It's during the week. Unless it's like this is something that's like so near and dear to your heart.
You're like, does it start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Because if so, I'm in.
There.
If not, I'm not there. So a federal appeals court yesterday ruled against the state of Nevada in a battle with the U.S. government over its secret shipments of weapons-grade plutonium to a site near Las Vegas. The attorney general here in Las Vegas and Nevada says the fight isn't over. A three-panel judge at the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the state's appeal after a judge refused to block any further shipments to Nevada. So the court, which is in San Francisco, says the matter is moot because the Energy Department already sent the radioactive material and has promised that no more will be hauled there.
This is why we need good politicians in Washington to keep stuff from coming back and Yucca Mountain up and running again, man. That's like insane. We fought that fight. We won it. We got to keep. We do not like.
If you think that people are overreacting to this, just go watch the Chernobyl. I get that it's different, but at the same time, it's
very
not.
Similar.
Go watch Chernobyl on HBO.
You mean Chernobyl?
Chernobyl. What is it? Chernobyl.
What are you, French?
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
I was thinking of the singer. That's where she came from. A lot of people don't know that. She actually spawned out of that nuclear disaster. Yeah.
Okay. Is that what it is? Well, the scary part about that, it's not even so much the storage, which is because, you know, who knows where it can get with the water table.
Yeah.
But it's piping it in here on trains.
Yep.
Trains derail all the time.
Across the country, too. So it's coming from South Carolina all the way to Nevada, which is almost as far as you can go.
Yeah. Plutonium. So. The stuff from Back to the Future.
You know, like every bad movie ever that has to do with like aliens and all sorts of radioactive nonsense. Yeah. It's always on a train.
Yeah.
Yep. So the LVCVA has okayed $3 million for the Pac-12 championship over at Raider Stadium. Are we going to start calling it Allegiant Stadium right away, or are we going to wait a little while? Let's wait till they put the sign up. Still a year away from opening, but yesterday the LVCVA Board of Directors authorized $3 million in upfront funding to stage the Pac-12 Conference Football Championship game in 2020 and 2021. It's a big deal. Pac-12 is a premier league. It's not as big as something like
the
SEC.
Once the stadium's done.
Yeah, I mean, probably
just a step towards it.
Probably a couple of years, is my guess. You build a little bit.
1 year.
Maybe you're a punching bag for the first year and, you know, you still suck, but at least you're in the Pac-12.
But if you get in the Pac-12, it helps with recruiting. The facilities that are going to be up for UNLV are going to be greatly improved.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a $1.9 billion stadium versus Sam Boyd.
Gorman has better facilities than Sam Boyd.
Yeah. Sam Boyd stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine for what it is, but when you're talking about compared to the premier football organizations around the country. And
look at any SEC team.
Did you see what LSU did in their stadium, like in the locker rooms?
What's that?
So they put in, you know, like if you were to fly business class internationally or first class, where they have like those full lay down seats, yeah, and like all these storage areas and everything else. They installed those at every locker so that way the guys can take naps.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like you have like a first class business class seat for international travel, yeah, at each locker. And that's just one of the, just obscene upgrades for all of these players. They make them feel like rock stars as well.
They should because they're not getting paid.
But, you know, you talk about the Raiders stadium and how incredible that's going to be at $1.9 billion. It's going to be a lot easier to recruit when you walk prospective players through that than Sam Boyd Stadium.
And UNLV's been upgrading their dorms and the on-campus housing. They've been upgrading that over the last couple of years as well. So I think they're really setting the program up for future success. And I think that, you know, we're always going to have the problem with recruiting, because people go, well, parents, why would I want my kid to go to Las Vegas?
Right.
That's always going to be a problem. But if we're in the Pac-12,
I also feel like that's going away, though.
It's fading. Trying to convince somebody from Fayetteville, Arkansas, that their five-star draft pick or their five-star recruit should be coming here and not going, and shouldn't just go to, you know, Bama.
But I also think that you can combat that, too, with just stats. Like, when's the last time, really, that we've ever heard of a UNLV football player getting in any kind of trouble?
Never.
You never hear that
never.
Stuff. With any, like, football player, basketball players, any of the programs, you don't hear about student-athletes getting in trouble.
Not in Las Vegas, no.
So a real estate firm has bought a big property west of the Strip for $42 million. A Southern California real estate firm bought a multi-building industrial property west of the Strip. So MCA Realty announced yesterday it has purchased the Equius Business Center for $42 million. Plans to rename it the Central 7 Commerce Center. It's a 7-building complex at DI and Polaris Avenue.
Okay.
And it's 357,000 square feet. It's 89% occupied. Features 170 tenants. But they say they plan some interior and exterior renovations to the property, including new paint and improved signage. And they say that, yeah, they already own 1.25 million square feet of real estate in the Las Vegas area. So this is just, you know, it's a big chunk, but it's nowhere near what they already had, because they already had close to a million. This puts them over that mark.
There's a lot of stuff that's being built. They announced that, like, what is it, $7.5 billion, like, Jetsons-like facility that was going to be built here as well.
I mean, that and the Moulin Rouge are never going to happen, right?
I agree. Considering looking at the market today, we are down 500 points.
Oh, you really?
Know, the front page of a lot of newspapers, a lot of news sites.
Yeah.
So 10-year bonds are down, so they've crossed that point. So bank stocks are getting hammered. They're saying this could be the tipping point.
Oh, is this today?
Could be
today the start of recession?
Could be today. What is today? August 14th. Of course it's a Wednesday.
Of course it is.
Of course it's
in the middle of the month. No payday anywhere inside.
Right when you start back to school.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Maybe you had a brief encounter with somebody in public. Maybe it was a longer standing thing and you just lost touch. Either way, you ended up on Craigslist posting in the Missed Connection section that has since been moved to the Community section. Either way, you're looking for that person that just seemed to get away.
And Dave and I signed a solemn oath when we became broadcasters that we would burn creeps together with the power of the radio waves.
This one is just entitled Arby's. And all right, man.
I hope it's about a restaurant.
I saw you in a Ford Fusion on Sunday the 11th, and you looked like my type of fun. You had that studious look about you. Maybe I'll see you there again Tuesday around the same time. So somebody looks like a nerd in a Ford Fusion and they caught your eye? Like, good for that person, huh?
I mean, looking just fly as hell. You got the...
You got your plaid shirt buttoned all the way up.
Two Arby's sandwiches in a bag and a thing of curly fries. Mm-hmm. Oh, you gonna treat yourself.
They got the meats.
Yeah, I just want to... he's just imagining them going Lady and the Tramp style, but instead of spaghetti, it's Big Montana.
It's a Big Montana.
They meet in the middle, and there's barbecue sauce everywhere.
Sadly, the Big Montana is no more, and it would look more like horsey sauce, I suspect. This one's entitled, To Skyly, You're an Awesome Gal. Getting to talk to you is the best part of being admitted. Never stop being a fighter. Always keep fighting for yourself and what you believe in. Don't let your crappy mom and the incompetent healthcare system discourage you. For the few hours I was meeting you, I loved your personality. I thought you were uniquely cute. I loved the way you laughed. I really wanted your number, but never got the opportunity before they restrained you.
What? Before they restrained you?
If I had nothing to lose, maybe I would have stood up and fought off the security guards. I hope we meet again. Oh my God.
Ian, was that in Las Vegas or was that in Albany?
That was in Las Vegas.
Super. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I need to know more about that story.
Got to find love in the mental institution.
Well, is it a mental institution or did they...
Sounds like
were
it.
They, were they squatting like somewhere?
Maybe it was just at the mall?
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine they were at like a Hobby Lobby, just like living in the fake plant section.
Whole Foods at the seafood counter is the title here. We locked eyes at the Whole Foods seafood department. You are very charming. The way you handled that octopus, I could have sworn you were Neptune's daughter. I should have come over and introduced myself, but my mind is so full of angst as to whether to choose between the lump crab meat or the shrimp skewers. Perhaps this will be our chance?
Why are you at the seafood counter if you don't know what you're going to order already?
Right?
Like, you went there for a reason.
If you walk up to the seafood counter not knowing, and you have to be that person when they call your number, and then you decide, I hate you.
You're the worst. Also, I don't know if... I think if I see somebody buy an octopus at a store...
If you handle the octopus a little too well, I'm suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
This one's entitled, Your Sheer Black Leggings. I met you at a bar, and we talked about the difference between leggings and yoga pants. I commented on how ravishing you looked in yours. You talked about how nice it feels on your ass while wearing leggings. The rest is history. I would love to meet up with you again. Who? I assume that the business went down.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you didn't exchange numbers or email or anything? All right.
They'll always have the leggings.
This one's entitled, Laundromat. Ian, I'm not gonna ask you if this is you or not, but I'm just saying you might fit into this category. I was struggling with laundry baskets, and you were smoking a joint in the parking lot.
Hell yeah.
You offered to help me and smoked me out. We chatted. I told you I had a boyfriend. We continued to talk and laugh, and you offered to pick me up next time, but you left, and I regret that we didn't exchange numbers. I'm now single and ready to mingle. I'm a brunette, short hair, 40, and you were wearing a hat, so I don't know what color your hair is, but you are 30, maybe 40? Do you remember? If you aren't mad at me for sort of blowing you off, please write.
Not mad at that
That's
one.
That's nice, right?
That actually sounds, nice. Like, sounds like quite the gentleman.
Yeah.
He offered to help with her laundry, and he smoked her out at the same time.
Right?
Damn.
I mean, chivalry is not dead, my friends.
This one, you work at Petco! Exclamation point. You're a cashier slash stalker. But titles aside, you're my secret rock star, put in parentheses, energy drink. Because every time I see you, I feel like I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You are my female. You are
Does
a female.
Does it really say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He actually put in quotes, too. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. I think he's referring to this.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
He's got to be a listener.
You are a female. We're trying to help you out, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You are a female. Name starts with an M and ends with an A. Three syllables. All right. I don't want to come across too creepy, but I don't mind being a little creepy for you, girl. I don't know if you're single, but if you are, I'd love to find out more about you. Maybe buy you a rock star. LOL.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Maria, get the hell out of there.
Run, Melissa. Melissa.
Maria.
Maria?
That's two syllables, right? Or is it
He said three syllables.
Yeah, but isn't Maria two? Maria?
That's not even...
Melinda? Melinda's three.
Melinda. Melissa. Melissa.
Melanie?
Okay.
Mahoney?
Oh! I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
You got a side hustle we don't know about?
I handle the ferrets at Petco. I'm a ferret wrangler.
And last but not least, in today's Misconnection Inspection... Man, life is such a bitch sometimes. This is entitled Beautiful Woman with the Dreads.
Oh, no.
This is for the beautiful woman with blondish dreads that was driving. We both stop, and you open your window to talk to me, I assume. Unfortunately, My window doesn't roll down. I wanted to talk to you so bad. You turned left. I now went straight. I waved. I know this is a long shot, but please email me if you see this. Thank you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Gotta open the door to order McDonald's.
Go to the ATM.
Damn it!
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Wish you're on the radio.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So you have the point in your life where you start to think or worry about retirement at all, and if you're going to have enough money in retirement?
Absolutely. I think that's something that, as you get older, it's something that becomes more real every single day. I never thought about it once until I was probably the last six years ago.
So in your early 30s, you started to kick it around. Ian, you're in your 20s still. What do you think?
I'm thinking I'm never going to retire.
Okay. The list is out. 15 states where a $1 million retirement savings will last the longest because...
say how long that'll last?
Yeah, actually, depending on what state you're in.
Okay.
So here is the top five. Number five, New Mexico. Okay. It will last you 22 years and 9 months, $1 million. In Missouri, 22 years, 10 months. That's number four on the list.
Don't retire to Missouri.
Number three is Oklahoma, 22 years and 10 months. Same as Missouri, but just a little bit longer, a couple days.
Don't retire to Oklahoma.
Arkansas, number two, 22 years, just over 10 months as well.
Don't retire to Arkansas.
Number one, Mississippi, 23 years and 1 month. Oof. I mean, the others in the 15, Ohio, Nebraska, Iowa, Indiana, Alabama, Wyoming, Georgia, Kansas, Michigan, Tennessee.
Okay.
Like Tennessee, there's certainly appealing parts
of Tennessee. Tennessee, Wyoming. Right? I mean, New Mexico.
Michigan, there's nice, really nice parts of Michigan.
New Mexico's nice, too. You know, parts of New Mexico.
Yeah.
I would say out of the top five, New Mexico would certainly be my number one. Number two would probably be Wyoming.
I just want to be on a lake. That's the thing for me is like I grew up as a lake kid. I just want to be in a lake.
Same.
Yeah.
It's too hard around here. It's like even when you go, you know, if you're
where are you going to go for like my wife and I were actually talking about that. We're like, if we wanted to go on just a lake vacation around here, where would we go?
Like to rent a lake house.
Right. Yeah. Like you rent a lake house, you get a boat for the weekend and you do it up like where?
I don't know.
Big Bear?
Maybe. I mean, what do you
went to Lake Arrowhead a couple of 4th of July ago, and you know it's a private lake.
Yeah.
So we stayed at a house that was not on the lake, and if you don't have a house that's on the lake, you can't go to the lake.
So that's pointless. I'm like,
who just commandeered this lake? Can you do that?
That's the lake I would want to live on.
Right? I'm like, that would be awesome.
A private lake, yeah.
But of course you can't afford to live on it. You're Lake Tahoe, maybe?
Tahoe, I mean, but Tahoe's
super expensive, too.
Tahoe's super expensive.
And it's a long way away. You're talking about a plane ride, you know, unless you're going to get in the car for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I don't know, man. It's thinking about retirement. Like, I don't think honestly, the worst thing that will happen to me is if I live a long life. Because I mean, I'm saving some, but not like enough to like if I'm retiring. You know, if I plan to live past, you know, if I live past 65.
See, I have always had the plan.
Rough.
Ever since I saw the movie The Mule.
Clint Eastwood?
I'm just going to start doing that.
You're going to butt smuggle cocaine?
I'm going to butt smuggle cocaine. If okay. I get to the point where I'm old and I'm out of money, I'm like, well, my kids need something, so I guess I'll butt smuggle some cocaine. I guess I probably shouldn't reveal my plan on the radio. Yeah. Dang it.
Or we could just move to New Mexico or Mississippi.
You hear about all these like tropical islands where people are moving?
Costa Rica,
you can live down there like a king.
Didn't your brother go down there for a vacation or something?
It wasn't Costa. He went to the Dominican.
Dominican,
yeah.
I ain't going.
But
to
don't go to Dominican.
No, like Americans are dying left and right over there.
But Costa Rica looks pretty awesome, and you can live like a king down there in like $22,000 a year.
One of our sales guys, his dad lives down in Costa Rica, and says, you know, he's probably in his 80s, you know, pushing maybe a little higher sooner than later. But he lived like a king down there for like the last like 20 plus years.
So if they're saying, you know, you have $1 million and you can live really well for 23 years in Mississippi, that's $43,000 a year, which, you know, I guess, I mean,
if you own a house.
Yeah. If you don't have a ton of payments on stuff, like if you don't have a new car or a house that you're making payments on, and that's post-tax dollars, too, right?
And you've got Medicare.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But, I mean, like, what time do you decide to retire, though? Like, at 65, like I said, if I'm 65, like, the thing that scares me is that, like, a lot of people in my family, pretty old. Like, I still have the vast majority of my grandparents who are well into their
80s. Yeah. So what happens? I mean, you're talking about 65, which is, you know, kind of the normal retirement age now.
Yeah.
And then you go 23 years beyond that, and you're talking about 88. Like, what if you live in your 90s?
I don't know, man. It's your kids.
Reverse mortgage? Really? Yeah. Finally, a New York woman and her family, speaking of money, have been awarded $56 million.
For what?
The surgeons messed up, and they were trying to fix her her back pain. They lost a piece of bone in her spinal sheath and misdiagnosed their own mistake, and it left her as a quadriplegic.
Oh, that's
$56 million horrible. Is not enough money.
No way.
Not enough
money.
Oh,
my. That, like, again, that, like... That is so scary.
Yeah.
Like, the story last week about the random circumcision, which was horrifying. But, like, yeah, you'll be fine. But leaving you as a quadriplegic, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You have lost your ability
to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's if you become a, you know, obviously there are plenty of people who are quadriplegics who live very fulfilling lives, you know, who come and grown and to, you know, learn to live with the challenges that they have. But like, if
the
you're
movie The Upside was a real inspirational treat.
But if you're that old and you become a quadriplegic, that's
It's tough.
Oh my God.
Here's another one for you. A man is accused of hiding a spy camera in a United Airlines first class bathroom.
What are you doing,
just
man?
Just watch porn, man. Like, what are you doing?
Like a normal creep.
Yeah.
Just watch porn.
Chun Ping Lee was arrested after a woman made the disturbing discovery that a hidden spy camera had been hastily installed in a United Airlines first class bathroom. According to the authorities, the woman was flying first class from San Diego to Houston, which, like, isn't even that far of a flight.
It's a four and a half hour flight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She saw a blinking blue light when she entered the bathroom. She initially thought it was part of the aircraft, but upon closer inspection, she realized, hey, that doesn't seem right, and wrapped the device with the paper towel and brought it to the flight crew. The United Airlines security team was able to confirm it was a video camera that had been on for the duration of the flight. At the beginning of the tape, there was footage of the perp installing the device into the door frame of the first class bathroom. His face was hidden in the recovered video, but he had distinctive jewelry, which made it easy for him to be identified after the FBI agents looked at the footage at the San Diego airport.
Also, if that is your creepy ass kink, that's what you're into, you're going to get more dudes like me, and you don't want to see what I'm doing in a first class bathroom.
Now that I know that this is a possibility, I'm going to do that thing that we were talking about the other day. Every time I go pee, I'm just going to drop my pants to the floor. You guys have to look at my butt.
You're going to see some stuff that you don't want to see, man.
Here's what's wild. It's not the first time he's done this. Older deleted footage found from the camera showed photos of two other women in a bathroom on a different flight.
Lock them up.
Yep.
Lock him up and remove his ability to fly.
Never,
ever
get on a plane again. Yep. That's the way to punish him.
Well, and lock him up.
Well, yeah.
Flog him.
Yeah. Cut his thumbs off.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Tyler is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Tyler. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys.
Have you ever had a thespian experience before?
I mean, I told him, yes.
You told him what?
I told him, yes, kind of.
Yes, kind of. Well, kind of.
I think so.
You've never had a thespian experience like you're about to experience.
And I tell you what, it's nice to have somebody who's a bit more experienced as opposed to some of the first-timers like we've had in the past. It's a very simple game. Mahoney and I, being the true thespians that we
classically trained.
We are going to, that's true, Mahoney was in his high school drama class.
I did take a drama class and was voted most dramatic as a senior superlative in my high school.
I was in a community theater, and so yes, we are classically trained. We're ready for this. We're going to be acting out popular alternative songs that you've heard over the years. Your job is to try to figure out the artist as well as the song. If you do that, you get a full point. If you get the artist or the song, it's a half point. You're looking for two out of the three for the win today. Are you ready, my friend?
Oh, I was born ready. All right.
Tyler, do not interrupt the talent while we are performing. Otherwise, there will be consequences.
We will tell you when it is a scene, and then you can make your guess. Here we go.
Mahoney, are you ready? I will say I am a little under the weather, and I will give everything that I have. I will not let that affect my performance today, Dave. Scene one.
When I was young, I knew everything. And she was a punk who rarely ever took advice.
Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor.
Stop a baby's breath and a shoe full of rice now? I can't be held responsible.
Because she was touching her face. I won't be held responsible.
She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember.
What made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise?
For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins.
We were merely fresh men.
And see.
Whoa. Okay, sorry.
All right, Tyler, what is your guess, sir?
Wow. I'm just going to go for a random one. The Killers, I guess. And When We Were Young.
No.
It's okay.
It's okay. That's an older one.
It was the Verve Pipe and Freshman.
One hit wonder.
One hit wonder.
Well, I've never heard that one. All righty.
It's okay.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. These things make it easier for you.
Okay.
Mahoney, take a sip of your tea. Do the gargle. There you are.
Clear the pipes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that scene. Scene two.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
By now, you should have somehow realized what you've got to do.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Backbeat! The word is on the street. That fire in your heart is out.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Tyler?
Come on.
Okay, isn't that Seismosonic or...
No, Tyler.
Semisonic.
You're thinking of Semisonic in Closing Time?
It's definitely not.
It is not.
It's not that. It's not that, Tyler.
Jumper.
Jumper. No, that's not, third. No, that's no, Third Eye Blind.
No.
And it's not that either.
No. Oh, boy.
I like Tyler, though.
I do like Tyler.
I don't feel like I want to let you go yet.
It's okay if you have to. I understand.
No, I mean, he's a nice guy.
No, I'm sorry. You have to.
Are we gonna... You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I mean, how old are you, Tyler?
I'm 24. I just turned 24.
Yeah, I understand.
I got an alternative rock show coming up this Saturday. So
go ahead and plug your show. Where's it at?
We are going to be playing at the Two Wheel in Boulder City at 7 o'clock
on Saturday.
Critical Wave.
What's the name?
Yep. Critical Wave.
Critical Wave.
Okay.
All right. When you go out there on Saturday, do a cover of Oasis Wonderwall because that was a song you just blew.
Yeah, come on. Please. Every chick in the world, man. It's the first one you learn when you learn how to play guitar.
Thanks for the call, Tyler. We appreciate you, man.
All right.
Well, it's okay.
All right. Brian is our backup. Brian, are you ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Would you have gotten either of those?
I got like one and a half.
One and a half. All right.
Nice.
So we have two left. You have to get a full point in order to be our winner today. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Sell the kids for food. Weather changes moods. Spring is here again.
Reproductive glands. He's the one who, like all our pretty songs.
And he likes to sing along and he likes to shoot his gun, but he doesn't know what it means.
Doesn't know what it means. And I say, he's the one who likes all our pretty songs.
And see, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. You know the song, but it's a tough one.
You know
one.
The song.
Yeah. It's Nirvana. And I want to say something along the lines of Bloom or something like that.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Come on.
It's In Bloom by Nirvana. I can't believe that you got that. I mean, it's not a full point, but we'll give you like 3/4 of a point. So if you even sniff this next one, you're going to win today, okay?
Just sniff it.
You ready for the final scene? The
climax, if you will.
Yes.
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 All right. When there's nowhere else to run.
Is there no room for one more son?
One more son.
If you can hold on.
If you can hold on, hold on.
I want to stand up. I want to let go.
You know. No, you don't. You don't.
I want to shine on the hearts of men.
I want a meaning from the back of my broken hand.
another headaches, another heartbreaks.
I am so much older than I can take.
This is a tough one.
Sniff it.
This is a tough one too.
Just sniff it.
Just sniff it.
Oh man,
Ian, how would you categorize our performance?
That was a tough one.
Hey, honestly, I think this was a killer performance.
Killer performance?
Yeah, yeah. You guys, I think we
definitely killed that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done any other way.
Would you call us killers?
I would call you guys
theatrical.
Killers.
Theatrical killers.
Best being killers.
Killed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the killers.
There you go.
I was waiting for him. I was waiting for that one.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So Culver City police say that they were rather surprised when they found a naked man in a woman's apartment, but not nearly as surprised as the woman herself. The woman's husband confronted the man. "I would never fight somebody butt naked," the man said. "But the man was naked and hiding in their chimney."
What?
Yeah, so the suspect ran off through various backyards after being confronted by somebody initially. The police searched for him, and he chose a chimney to hide in. He stayed in the chimney for about an hour, so officials eventually called off the search, but the suspect then started to make his presence known and was yelling for help. Multiple neighbors called 911. Firefighters and sheriff's deputies worked on getting the naked suspect freed, but he refused to go quietly. He was eventually freed and quickly arrested.
I mean, I have to imagine this chimney's made out of brick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever even just like accidentally rubbed up like your arm against exposed brick,
much less like an exposed butt cheek or something like that,
or something more sensitive.
Sure, that's unpleasant.
As you continue to try to pull your best Santa impersonation and going down that chimney, that can't feel great. Has climbing into a chimney ever gone well for anyone? We never hear of chimney success stories.
No, there's no chimney success stories out there.
Also, dude, the husband there, if there's a naked man in your house and your wife and your family are there, it's your duty. You got to take that one.
You have to.
No. Start a fire.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
A Florida Keys man was jailed after police said that he threatened to kill a man for blocking an aisle at a Winn-Dixie grocery store and then displayed a gun tucked into his waistband.
We've all been there.
Yeah, James R. Severson, 40, said he would shoot the man in the head as he lifted his shirt to show he is armed, according to the arrest report, because the guy was blocking an aisle and he wanted to check out.
Well, if your cart is behind you, mm-hmm. and you're standing in front of your cart blocking the whole aisle.
Yeah.
That is, we've all wanted to fight that person, but actually pulling out a gun and brandishing an arm, or, you know, brandishing a firearm, that's a whole different story. But I can empathize.
Cops in Birmingham, Michigan, a Detroit suburb, last Thursday pulled into the parking lot of the police headquarters around 12:15 a.m. and spotted an unknown vehicle that was running and situated in a municipal vehicles only spot. Upon approaching the vehicle, the cop noticed the rear windows were fogged up. Any idea where this is going?
What happened?
25-year-old woman, 24-year-old man, naked in the back seats. They were getting it on, having sex in a police car in front of the police headquarters.
They don't call it a nightstick for no reason. You think he...
What is... Oh, my.
Oh.
And finally, a nearly toothless South Florida woman said that she bit a man who forced his way into her apartment. Alice Coleman said she woke up early Monday to a fire alarm going off. The 61-year-old said she opened the door. A man pushed his way in. She said that he kept calling her mama and telling her everything would be okay. Coleman says, quote, "With the little teeth I got, I bit him." Coleman says she ran out of the apartment and he locked himself inside. She called cops from the neighbor's house. They arrested Fitzroy Morton on 3 felony charges. Coleman says she'll be more careful next time about opening the door, adding that she will open it with her taser in hand. And guess what? We got some audio.
Oh, man, I love to listen. Woman.
He was telling me, "No, mama, everything gonna be all right. Everything's not gonna be all right. I'm not your mama. I don't know who you are. Get out of my house." I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth like now. They say, my brother and them say, "How did you bite him?" I say, "With the little teeth I got, I bit him. I felt some kind of danger. I sensed it. And I seen that look on his face. My life were in danger. I'll be more careful from now on when I open my door. I open my door with my taser."
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, who's your weirdest celebrity crush? Like, weird, like, you know, maybe Dave thinks that Meryl Streep is, like, this big babe or something like that. Just curious.
Message deleted.
I mean, Mahoney has made his well known over the years that Martha Stewart is his jam.
Yeah, she is a true Renaissance woman. She's a boss business lady.
Mm-hmm.
She can get down with Snoop Dogg and drink a 40. And she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Like she sure encompasses it all. I mean, a little bit older than I am, but nothing wrong with that.
Glenn Close.
I mean, like modern day Glenn Close. Or are you talking like?
Maybe, yeah.
Or are you talking like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction? Glenn Close.
No, modern day Glenn Close.
She was great, and she's a great actress.
She's phenomenal.
Which role are you thinking of though? Like the Shield when she was the captain in the Shield, or
the mother-in-law from Little Big Lies.
Okay.
101 Dalmatians.
Cruella DeVille.
Was she Cruella DeVille?
She's Cruella, yeah.
Really? Okay.
No, like Lady Gaga is not traditionally my type, but like she's just
so talented.
She's so talented. She's so awesome with the way that she carries herself. Like Lady Gaga, well, she also, you know, like she's very sexy too in her own way. It's just not normally my thing.
Yeah.
So I would say that's a little off for me from normal, but yeah, she's pretty.
It's impressive when somebody is really good at something.
Yeah.
You know, like I get it. You know, it's like traditionally as men, we're dumb and we're just attracted to, oh, a shiny object or pretty thing. But it's, you know, I usually have met more women who are attracted to men because they're very good at something or they're talented.
Right.
Whereas guys, we're just, like I said, we're dumb.
You're pretty.
Like, but I like the things, like, I like that. You know, I like that you're a little bit more well-rounded than the average guy.
Ian?
I would think Susan Sarandon
is
a good one.
For yeah,
I don't even. Bull Durham.
I don't even think that's weird.
No, she's hot.
Person my age, you know, I mean, we don't really look.
Have you
Susan
seen her
Sarandon.
Daughter?
Oh, yes, I have.
I forget what her name is, but she was on Californication, and
Really?
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but that's the role I remember. But Susan Sarandon is gorgeous.
Sally Field still too.
Yeah,
Sally Field for sure.
Girl Next Door.
Oh yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Guys, so I have a hypothetical question for you. Let's say you're standing somewhere, and in front of you, a portal to another world opens up. What do you do? Do you go inside? You don't know if it's going to close. What do you do?
Message deleted.
Hell no. Keep me as far away from that thing as possible.
Yeah, who knows how that portal opened? That could be some alien bunghole. I am not into that.
I mean, it's almost certainly an alien bunghole, right? And also, like, are we going to go somewhere and it's really going to be better? I mean, if you think about it, outside of all the garbage that you see every day with all the overwhelming news and all, you know, just the general frustration.
But the news does that on purpose.
Right,
They play in bad news to keep you going.
To keep you coming back and keep you coming back. It's the shock factor.
In your day-to-day life, it's not that bad.
Most people are good. Most people are really great people, and everyone sort of actually does get along, and we all live in this society together, and it works. But outside of that and like the general frustrations of trying to pay your bills every month, life is great.
Yeah.
It's like we live in an amazing city. And
amazing time.
Yes, it really is. It's a great time to be alive. So, no, I'll pass on the ass portal.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you guys ever taken something out of the fridge and just forgot about it laying there on the counter? Yesterday, I was craving some ice cream when I got home from work. And 2 hours later, I remembered that I took the ice cream out of the freezer and I came back to it. And it was all melty.
Message deleted.
So you drank it, right? Tell me you drank it.
Because that's the thing. Like, at least with ice cream, you know whether or not you've left it out for too long. It's the food that are like meats and cheeses and stuff, where if you like leave the house and then come back a few hours later, you're like, is this still good? And then you have to have that gamble where you're like, how hungry am I? Am I going to eat this? And smell it a little bit, kind of poke it. if it doesn't bark test, back like you're all right, I'm going for it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Some of studies about leaving pizza out are pretty scary. Like, if you
really?
Because it's cheese.
I always feel like pizza and wings, they can
be
out
for... Should be safe.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
It's chicken.
It's cheese. Fried chicken. Yeah, what could go wrong?
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So when you think about a Wedding Crasher, you probably even think about the movie, right?
Absolutely.
Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, they're out there so having fun. A great time. They're trying to pick up girls, you know.
Cheeky humor.
Yeah, everyone's having a good time.
Nobody gets hurt at a wedding crasher.
If you're a wedding crasher, there's no ill intent. You're just there to have some free booze, even though technically it's stealing, trying to meet some of the bridesmaids, whatever. This woman, totally different. Authorities in Texas are asking the public for help identifying a woman who has been involved in a series of thefts at wedding venues over the past couple of months. The woman is dubbed the Wedding Crasher. She's been frequently spotted at wedding events in the Como County and surrounding areas while preying on unsuspecting families and friends. The suspect arrives uninvited to weddings, poses as a guest, and then steals the gifts.
Woman takes off with
gift cards, cash, and checks. Surveillance photos taken on August 3rd have helped deputies link the woman to gift cards she's been using in multiple stores. Authorities posted the images to Facebook, hoping to identify the woman. And people who actually come forward and help nab this woman up for $4,000 as a reward right now.
So pretty significant reward out there. But, I mean, what a dumb idea on stealing from weddings, because there's always photographers. Now there's videographers who are at weddings. There's always people.
Cameras everywhere.
People are taking pictures constantly. They probably have more surveillance per capita than any casino in the world.
Yeah.
At any wedding.
In this case, we have a candidate for Son of the Year.
What do you do?
A man named Only Asker is alleged to have pushed a brand new car that he got from his parents into a river because it was too small for him and his pals. A video shows the car sinking beneath the water in northern India, and it had to be pulled out using a crane. Locals say that he jumped out of the vehicle just before it reached deeper water, and onlookers helped him to safety. Police officials said, quote, the youth was arrogant and kept insisting that he'd been given a Jaguar as a BMW as a little too small for him and his friends inside.
So he wanted a Jaguar.
He wanted a Jaguar.
And they gave him
a BMW, and so he drove it into a river.
Oh, my God. That just makes me so angry. Like, if you are the parent of that kid, you've enabled that behavior to an extent. Because if you would have shut that down years before, there's no way in hell he would think that that was okay. Right?
Totally.
I mean, I don't want to jump on the whole, like, victim blaming thing here, which is what you always have a tendency to do.
Oh, I'm always.
Yeah.
That's bad parenting.
I mean, the kid just sucks.
You raised a rich kid. You failed as a parent.
Maybe. I mean, does raising a rich kid make you a failure as a parent? I don't know.
Well, what's
going to happen to your kid?
Rich kid. You think I'm going to have money? Yeah. No. Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, you don't raise rich kids. Like, you hear celebrities like Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock. Chris Rock still drives a Nissan Altima.
Does he?
Chris Rock, who's got hundreds of millions of dollars at this point, one of the most successful comedians of all time, still drives a Nissan Altima because he does not want to raise rich kids. It's such a, I mean, trust, we all, you especially, want to give their kids the benefit of the doubt moving forward. Like, you want them to have it easier than you.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't, there's a line where it becomes too easy, because all the, like, when we were kids growing up, we
had to work for it. Yeah.
We weren't rich, but all the rich kids we knew were douchebags.
They interviewed the boy's father. I wanted to give my son a birthday present. We could only afford to give him a BMW while he kept insisting that he'd need to be given a Jaguar. He said the vehicle was too small, but we thought it would be okay.
I'm just going to say it right now. If we have a kid,
you and I,
yeah. Was it Mr. Mom, the Arnold movie?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I forget exactly what movie that's called. Our kid is going to have a worse life than we did.
Yeah.
Because our life's been great.
Our life's been awesome.
It's
yeah.
really easy.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, no.
Thank you, parents.
I'm way too soft. Yeah. I'm way too soft.
Got to toughen them up.
Yep.
Sorry,
you don't
kid.
Want to end up like this.
Nope. No dental work for you. Eat rocks, kid. And finally, a couple has been married for 68 years next month. Isn't that great? Oh,
wow. 68. I mean, that
68
is
68 years. Wow. That's something.
Next they have to be close to 90, right? I mean, if you get married at 18. Woo.
And they have dressed alike in matching outfits for those 7 decades.
My mother
got us matching shirts when we were in high school. Well, I picked them out, she said. And we've been matching ever since. Francis and Rosemary Klontz met in junior high in Auburn, Washington. Oh, well, it's obvious that they are in tune with each other, and they have been dressing like each other
ever since. I like this story. It's cute. If you could be married to the same person for 68 years, that is a monumental achievement. They've been together since junior high. I love this. Gives
well,
me hope.
My mother bought us matching T-shirts when we were in high school. I picked them out. And so we've matched ever since. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. That's a way to spell joy. Jesus and others and you. What a wonderful way to spell joy.
Soon they say romance is brief. How I hope and how I pray. We will always be together long after graduation day.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
All right, I was wrong. I hope they get divorced tomorrow.
No, that was sweet. That was sweet. Come on.
Broke into a harmony.
And you know if he's not singing loud enough, she kicks him.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Don't bleed on your matching pants, Francis.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
All right, here's today's question for another show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You roll into the gym.
There's no hiding.
With now a skid mark? That happened to me one time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just merciless.
Yeah.
After that, I made my mom. We went to Walmart and we bought.
So Mahoney had an incident when he was in middle school, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, middle school. You went into the guy's locker room. You had an issue with a certain piece of clothing. And you instantly, after that day of school, had your mom take you to the local store. Is it Walmart?
It was a Walmart.
And buy you this particular item to replace the item that you had an issue with. What was that article of clothing that was so embarrassing? And what made it so embarrassing? I can't give anything else away because it would make it too obvious. But we had some really great stories today from everyone about their embarrassing school moments.
Aren't you just so glad that, man, could you imagine if we were forced? I mean, I know work is one thing, but at least we get paid for work. We're not getting paid.
And you get to choose what job. Like, you don't get to choose what school you go to.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose who you hang out with at school.
It's all
who your classmates are. Yeah, it's just like, sucks. Like, if somebody was talking about that the other day, they're like, would you go back? I'm like, no.
Like, would you want to go back?
And no.
If you knew what you knew right now and go back?
I'm glad I had the experience because it gives you perspective of how little all that stuff matters. But no, man, I don't want to go back.
Like, I even had a pretty good, my high school years were pretty decent.
They overall
were
pretty solid.
Yeah, I would say, you have your normal stuff, but I wasn't cool, wasn't the worst, right in the middle, which
it's fine.
Kind of where you want to be.
Yeah.
You're still hungry enough.
Maybe someone would consider you upper middle class cool.
No, we weren't upper middle class, man. We were
On the school spectrum.
Oh, yeah,
not cool, not rich, certainly not the 1%.
Just generic. I want 2% milk.
Just blend in.
X107.5.
Good morning. What is your name?
Kenny.
Kenny Mahoney had an incident in middle school. What did he have to have purchased for him as a result?
His underwear, boxer shorts.
There you go. Somebody poop their pants.
I did poop my pants.
It's a skid mark.
It was a light skid mark. Skid mark.
Skid mark's a skid mark, man.
Yeah. I bet on a fart, and I lost, Dave.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.